Lesson 2. Step 10. Monitor and control it all to keep it running smoothly. Now that you have the department in order, everyone is trained and happy, and you have all of your processes and procedures in place, the best way to determine how things are going is through reports and feedback. Continuous employee feedback and communication, statistical reporting, customer-based surveys, feedback from suppliers, feedback from other departments that are closely involved with yours, sales performance, financial analysis, inventory control, monitoring, order accuracy, and employee evaluations are just a few of the necessary tools to monitor how your department is performing. There might be problems and unforeseen bumps in the road ahead, such as a new product line or taking on additional responsibilities. However, with all of the planning and organization you have put into place, you will just need to do some slight modifications to keep it all running smoothly. The following charts are just a few examples of the types of statistical reporting you can use as a guide for tracking goals and looking for trends. The screenshots that follow were pulled from spreadsheets. For simplicity, we are focusing on data repair. From the customer service example, you would want to keep voice repair separate anyways, as they have different metrics to report. You might want to pause for a moment to review these examples. Continuing from the last example in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do you need to have the right tools to measure productivity and process effectiveness? At a minimum, you need to know how to read, create, and manipulate a spreadsheet, know how to create and present a PowerPoint presentation, and work with a word processing doc. Other great tools are Visio for creating flowcharts and Microsoft Project for large task-related projects. Being able to analyze the data not only helps you find trends, it also keeps upper management informed. They can either see the progress you are making or the problems you are having. Either way, they will appreciate the fact that they are not being kept in the dark. If any problems arise when monitoring productivity, make sure you have created a systematic approach in finding the root cause and correct resolution. In order to do this, you need to have accurate data as previously presented. You would then set up a meeting with key players in your department, and if necessary, key players from other departments. The key point here is to make sure you have the accurate data to back up the issues at hand. For example, if your team is getting inundated with calls due to a faulty product complaint, you need to have a system in place that tracks by problem, report code, category, and resolution, along with accurate documentation. This is needed to help spot the trend. With accurate data, you can report something like an 18% increase in customer complaints due to a power failure. This is much better than making a generic statement, like, customers are complaining that the product doesn't work. With this type of information, you can present the data with confidence to the other areas within the company. With this accurate data, they should be able to find the source of the issue. You need to be exact, precise, timely, and confident with the data you provide. Don't come off like you don't know what you are doing. You will not be taken seriously. The customers will continue to be upset, future sales will go down, and the department morale will decline due to the increase in work and complaints. All of this because of insufficient data. Do not be afraid or intimidated to bring issues up to other department heads. This is expected of you. As the manager of your department, it is your job to make sure everything is running smoothly, including issues that might be out of your control. At the same time, you need to be careful that you do not look like you're on a witch hunt to find the culprits. It's all about finding the perfect balance between being easygoing and aggressive. You need to make sure that you and the other departments involved understand that this is for the greater good of the company's success. Your part is just to make sure it is clear you are doing everything you can to achieve the company's goals. Utilizing all that has been taught in this lesson will help build your value and effectiveness as a manager. A department that is structured to achieve its goals is key to being a successful manager. Following through on your well-thought-out plans will show off your management and leadership skills. It will also earn you a great deal of respect